And the clock on the wall says, it's time to open the thrift shop. I'm DJ Frederick. Well, hello and welcome. I'm DJ Frederick, and the Radio Thrift Shop is my decade-long and counting experiment, having evolved from seldom heard radio back in 2011. It's homemade, homegrown radio. I don't know the rules of broadcasting, and I can barely announce anyway. Every week we're going to dig into the crates here at the Thrift Shop. You never know what you're going to find. Some old scratchy 78s, some 45s, some 33s, classic cassettes, and even some compact discs. This week we've got no theme. It's sort of going to be a buffet edition, a smorgasbord of crate digging on the Radio Thrift Shop. Buckle up, we're going crate digging.
One night, in a small, quiet camp in upstate New York, a group of maybe 7 or 8 musicians decided to freak out.
Thank you.
right, somebody's having too much fun. From 1969, a very privately released LP called The Life of Oscar Oyster. And the band is known as Lincoln Farm 69. It's on Oyster Records. Comes with an 8-page booklet. And it has the story of this release. Very, very scarce. Very unique and a lot of fun to listen to. And that's the kind of thing we treasure here at the Radio Thrift Shop.
Exploring Science in the Sea. The sea walnut first entered the Baltic Sea almost 40 years ago, probably hitchhiking on cargo ships. Since then, this little critter has been a big pest. The population has exploded as the organisms have gobbled up young fish and crustaceans. And to sustain themselves during the winter, they may eat their own young. The sea walnut is a type of comb jelly. It's typically a few inches long, and its transparent body is shaped like the meat of a walnut. Its native habitat is the northern Atlantic Ocean, along the coast of North America. But over recent decades, it's invaded other waters, especially the Baltic Sea, between Europe and Asia. In late summer, sea walnuts in the Baltic expend a lot of energy reproducing, and that's been a mystery. Winter in the Baltic is cold and dark, so there's almost no chance that youngsters would survive it. But a recent study found that the young might be intended more as a food supply than as a next generation. Researchers found sea walnut larvae in the stomachs of the adults in late summer and early autumn, and they found that adults in the lab also ate their offspring. The researchers suggest that the adults need to eat their young to survive the winters. They're farther north than in their native waters, so they need to store more food for the season. And they eat all the other available food by late summer. Eating their young could add several weeks of energy to their stores, perhaps enough to sustain them through the long, hungry winter. Science in the Sea is available as a weekly podcast at scienceandthesea.org. I'm Holly Brawley.
You're listening to Homemade Homegrown Radio. This is DJ Frederick with the Radio Thrift Shop.
Jericho, where I can feel what I know is real. My quiet place, Jericho, where the trees are tall and green, and the sun is warm and bronze, and I can somehow sing a great song. Jericho.
Robert Lester Folsom with Jericho. Before that, John Renborn and the Black Balloon. Music that I've definitely played in the past, either on Radio Thrift Shop or Seldom Heard Radio, here on WSCS 90.9 FM in New London, and online at classicalwscs.org. See that segue? I didn't see it coming either. All right, this is DJ Frederick. You are listening to the Radio Thrift Shop, a freeform blend of delights from the past century of recorded sound.
Celebrating three decades of Pulse of the Planet, here's a program from our archives.
Take a moment now, if you can, and let the sounds that you're about to hear transport you to the wilderness of the Pacific Northwest. I'm Jim Metzner, and this is The Pulse of the Planet. It's late afternoon at a remote mountain lake. Songbirds chorus in the distance. Insects are swarming near the surface of the water, and the trout rise up to feed on them. Not a fish can leap or an insect fall on the pond, but it is thus reported in circling dimples, in lines of beauty. Nothing so fair, so pure, and at the same time so large as a lake lies on the surface of the earth. It is a mirror which no stone can crack. The words are from Henry David Thoreau, sounds from Gordon Hempton.
This archival program is part of our 30th anniversary celebration. I'm Jim Metzner, and this is The Pulse of the Planet.
And you're crate digging with me, DJ Frederick, at the Radio Thrift Shop.
I would dream of days when we could talk. Together.
One of my favorite renditions of the Bee Gees, Massachusetts. That's the indie pop band Shoestrings. And before that, from a privately released LP, which I proudly have a copy of, that was Mike Themes from 1972 and the title track to I Would Dream. Well, this is DJ Frederick, and you're tuned to Homegrown Homemade Radio. It's the Radio Thrift Shop. And if you're wondering what this show is all about, because sometimes I wonder that, if you have any questions, you can email me at freeradioskybird@icloud.com. That's freeradioskybird@icloud.com. We'll be right back.
What do you think they'll say?